Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome
to the best
2-on-1
ever.
All right.
We're pros at it now, Amanda. You know, it's a breeze.
Who needs the band NSYNC when we're right here? You know what I mean? Like, come to the realization.
That's one of my favorite jokes you've ever made. That was good. That was clever.
Thank you. I'm a certified pun teller and joke deliverer. Period. And today, we're not having a comedy show because we are talking about Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, God. Week 3.
So, I'm just curious your thoughts on this, but what did you think of Ashley and Jared being added to the opening? Did you notice that?
Of course I noticed that. I was surprised at first, but after we realized they're going to be there for 3 whole nights, it made sense. Mm-hmm. I know Ashley and Jared are not like the start of this episode, but since you have like low-key history with Ashley and Jared, like, I need to know your thoughts about them taking up like literally at least a third of the screen time this week.
I really just wanted to see the current cast. I mean, like, it's great seeing Ashley and Jared, you know, rekindle their love on the beach where mm-hmm. they first met, but like, I just wanted to get to the new stuff. Like, they're married now. Sorry, as much as I love them both, like,
yeah,
you know, watching Ashley fart in the bed was like not really worth it to me.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we need to get this out of the way at the beginning of today's episode.
Yeah, because we have like more important things, but you know, I'm happy for Jared and Ashley that they, you know, got to go to the same beach and go to the Boom Boom Room, but mm-hmm. Boom Boom wasn't so successful.
Well,
until the final night, but
we hope so. Did we see them fuck? Do we know?
Well, there was like a video, like B-roll of weird stuff happening while
Right. And Ashley like covered the thing. That's right.
And then they came back. It happened for about 7 minutes.
Yeah, lame. Come on.
Seven minutes of heaven. Yeah, just kidding. But okay, so like that's really all I have to say about Ashley and Jared. I mean, good for them for coming back, but like,
yeah. I thought their date was really sweet, and I got a little bit emotional when Jared was like, oh, it's been 7 years, and this finally feels like paradise. And, I mean, I didn't see them on Paradise. I didn't watch their seasons, but I did see them get proposed to or engaged in Paradise, and that was really sweet. But, like, 3 days and 3 nights is a lot. So
yeah, that's a long time. And I think now, since Jared has married Ashley, he cries just as much as she does.
Great observation.
And I also, too, PSA, guys, don't pee in the freaking beach. She peed in the sand. Did you see that?
Yeah, I actually wrote down, I forget where it is, but I wrote down something along the lines of, like, I am going to adopt this tactic. Because I usually go like, and I'm a tall freaking person, so I have to walk really far into the water to like get waist deep so I can piss.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm just going to sit down in the sand like Ashley. If she does it, why can't I?
That's fair. It's like a different approach to peeing, but you know what? Go with the flow. Be your own kind of beautiful. So I think we discussed Ashley and Jared enough, but I'm happy for them. Whatever, yeah. Alex turned the page. So let's continue from where we left off, shall we? With my love, Rodney.
He's adorable.
Rodney is such a gent. So we left off with him asking where Teddy was, and Teddy left. And then Rodney is just such a nice guy. He stayed home because he felt guilty, you know? You think he did the right thing? I think so.
Yeah, I think so, especially because he, like, didn't have another woman. He was, like, really, like, he wasn't in between two people. And no one wants to be sloppy seconds.
No. And then, very quickly, Lace, you know, took her shot with Rodney. And
as what a surprise couple.
Well said. It is the most confusing couple on the beach.
Yeah. I'm happy for them, though. They seem cute.
I have to agree with Wells. They're a little bit of an odd pairing. I didn't really picture Rodney to go with her, but we can go with it. It's okay because I love Rodney and he's been to my town, so therefore I am faithful to him.
And he's obsessed with our podcast.
Yes, Rodney. Another week we're asking. Come on.
We love you just as much as you love us.
Yes.
So let's
make this happen.
This 2-on-1, yes.
Let's complete the 2-on-1. But yeah, so Wells was funny though, you know, about talking about Rodney and Luce, and also Jared and Ashley's love story. Since you didn't watch, did you actually know that Ashley went on a date with Wells?
No, I wrote that down as something that was shocking to me.
Yes, so she went on a date with Wells, and she also went on a date with Daniel from Canada.
Who yeah, that was bad.
The worst. He is so weird.
I also didn't know that Ashley was a virgin and like open about it on the show.
Yes.
Good for her.
We stan her. Good for her. So yeah, what I wrote about Jared and Ashley, that I'm reading my next page. Ashley and Jared were going to have a sexy night, ended up being very gassy. So another thing, you know, we're going to move on to. Everyone is having their freaking birthdays the same time. Did the producers like cast these people and be like, oh, it's your birthday, then it's your birthday, then it's your birthday?
I want to know like what sign all these people are. Like what week is this and like what sign are all of them? Are you like more likely to like want attention and be on TV?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But you know what?
I don't know about you, Amanda, but I find like I always date Virgos. And like I don't want to always date Virgos, but like every man that I've like ever had a serious relationship with was born in the same week. And I'm not kidding. Like within 10 days of each other. And like my mom is a Virgo and my grandpa's a Virgo, and they're like people I have really good relationships with. Not every man that I've like dated, but at least 3 guys who like I've dated like more seriously were all Virgos born within days of each other.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not something I know until like a little bit after the fact. And like it's gotten to a point where like I almost don't want to know someone's birthday because it's literally always the same week. And I don't really believe in stuff like that, but like what are the odds? Like what are the odds? It freaks me out. Yeah, so like I'm talking to this guy right now. Mom, if you're listening, please do not ask me about it.
Okay. Well then.
I like don't want to know his birthday. I'm like, no, I can't date another Virgo. I have bad history with Virgos. So whatever. That was a rant.
Okay, just as long as he knows what it's your birthday, then that's what matters.
Yeah, I guess you're right. My birthday is really fucking important. And so is yours.
Tell the people when your birthday is.
My birthday's February 3rd. I share a birthday with Elmo. I'm an Aquarius. What about you, Amanda?
My birthday is May 25th. Born in the year 1999.
Mm-hmm. She's a Gemini.
And that's all I have to say. I don't know who I share my birthday with, but it's not as cool as Elmo.
When I was a kid, we are going so off topic. When I was a kid, and do you remember on Sesame Street when they would bring the babies on and say happy birthday to the babies?
Yeah.
So Elmo would have a birthday party for his birthday on February 3rd. And I thought that that was like me being the baby on the show. Like he was celebrating me. So that's why I have like a superiority complex now.
Got it. And then my shirt matches the perfect color for Elmo.
Do you have an Elmo voice, Amanda?
No.
Damn it! I thought you're always so good with like the impressions and going.
I can't do it.
Come on. That was amazing.
No, it really wasn't. Okay, but like back to these freaking birthdays.
Yeah, talking about birthdays.
So last week it was Genevieve's birthday. And now it's Justin's. And so Genevieve kind of confronted Justin after her date with Oh my god, I'm
freaking, Aaron.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. Aaron and the other double date with Shanae and James. I don't know how I remembered that, but whatever. And she was telling Justin how she didn't feel wanted and special
after he bought her a cake. Okay, this right here, classic example of you not understanding your partner's love language. Aaron's love language is clearly gift giving. He made her a freaking cake. Genevieve's love language.
You mean Justin?
Oh, sorry. Justin's love language is obviously gift giving. I don't even know what name I said. I'm like so caught up in the whole Elmo rant still. I'm like, oh, this is.
Just take Alex back to Sesame Street, guys, and I'll just stay at the beach.
And Genevieve's love language is physical touch. There we go. Continue, Amanda.
Okay, I'm going to continue. Like, she was pissed at him because he only gave her one kiss at the beach versus three. But you know what? I was thinking I'll do a Lipa. And, like, one kiss is all it takes to fall in love with me. All right? Just one kiss. So, you know, I was thinking the positive. Mm-hmm. Three times is good, but, like, one kiss is all it takes, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Amanda, what's your love language?
Sense of humor. I like when people are kind of mean to me. And, you know, like, in a loving way. And then, like, we kind of make up for it.
Okay. So you like the banter.
Yeah, I like the banter, the sense of humor. I love hugs. And I love
physical
food.
Touch. Oh, yeah. So gift giving. Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Sorry.
Don't die, please.
I'm not dying. No, but if a man brings me a block of Parmesan cheese, he has forever changed my life.
Wow.
Weren't you moved by that?
I was like, I'm being brought to tears.
Amazing. I don't like flowers because flowers die. Cheese does not.
Cheese will never die.
Never.
It just gets better with age.
Aged Parmigiano Reggiano, baby. You know, like you can't go wrong. But back to the whole Justin shit. I don't know how cheese and Justin go together, but back to Justin.
They don't.
No, not at all. But if I were Justin, I would be pretty pissed. You know, he really went above and beyond. Like, you know, physical touch every single minute of the day might not be his thing, but he's pretty thoughtful. And mm-hmm. I think that he did go out of his way to make her feel special. But mm-hmm. at the same time, like, I could tell she had a better connection with Aaron.
Agreed. If someone said to you, Amanda,
mm-hmm.
it's my birthday. Are you not going to kiss me on my birthday? Would you kiss them?
If I was pissed at them, no.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care. I don't need to get a kiss because it's my birthday. If I'm genuinely pissed, then I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. That was weird. Like, aren't you going to kiss me? It's my birthday. It's like a sympathy card. I don't need that.
Yeah, there was major guilt tripping.
Yeah.
And then did you hear what Genevieve said after they kissed? She goes, "Someone drowned me in water." That
She's
is
an idiot.
Not, if someone said that after they kissed me, I would drown myself in water. Are you kidding?
But what, I just don't understand why she would do it if she thought it was wrong. But like, she's like, I did it anyway. I don't know.
Genevieve is a little bit of, well, we can get more into this later, but she's a little bit of a mean girl. And I think she wanted the attention, and I think she wanted to make Aaron jealous, and I think she wanted to have Aaron prove that he really liked her.
Here's what I think. I think she's getting a little bit meaner and Shanae is calming down.
Yeah, I think they're like rubbing off on each other.
And now they're friends somehow, which is so weird. But you know what? Whatever. And then the next day, Genevieve was kind of like rubbing it in Justin's face, kissing Aaron. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Aaron's very affectionate. And oh, I'm throwing it back to season one of this podcast. Very smoochy poochie.
Smoochy poochie.
I didn't forget about that. But yeah. And then Justin all this time has made it clear that he's only into Genevieve. But they're done, people. Okay? So, like, that's it. That's it. And now she's thinking Justin's going to shoot his shot with Sally. But we'll get into that in a second.
Well, since we're still talking about Aaron and Genevieve, so then Genevieve, later on in the night portion, like, goes to find Aaron to apologize for kissing Justin. And then did you catch the moment of Aaron in the shower talking to James?
Yeah, they spend too much time together.
It was so cute. And then Aaron's like, James comes in and he's like, she told me not to tell you, but Genevieve is looking for you. And then Aaron is like, oh, can you get me the good smelling body wash? It's in my bag with like the black cap.
And yes. James
is like, oh, this one. It was so cute.
They spend too much time together.
It was cute. It was really
But you know
cute.
What? We can go with it. So at least, like, Genevieve told him everything straight up, and now they seem strong. So good for them.
Next date card. Is that where we're moving to?
We can do that.
Next date card is for Brandon, I think, and he asked out Serene. Yes.
Obviously.
It was so freaking cute. And then when Serene's all ready for the date, I literally got teary-eyed.
I know. He was like, he was crying too. He's like, you look beautiful.
And
damn.
When he was like, are you my date? I was like, stop! Someone asked me if I'm their date. Oh my God. This is amazing. This is what true love really is.
I know. They're really going to make it far. They're a really good couple. And they already told each other that they're falling in love.
Yes, I was surprised that that happened
very
so
fast,
early.
But you know what? Good for them.
Happy for them. And I love the, like, dinner in the water dates. They just seem
so
romantic. Ooh,
I like that. Yeah, I would like that. Just throwing it out there. Yeah, it's pretty nice. And then also, like, during the date, after things are going so well, they show footage of Logan and Shanae. I hate to be the party pooper having a convo because Logan really cares about Shanae, and she's kind of doing the same thing that Genevieve did to Justin. Do you think it was, like, all produced for the girls to make them feel like shit at the same time? What do you think?
Yes and no. Like, I think what you said before about, like, Shanae and Genevieve, like, rubbing off on each other, I do think Genevieve is becoming more of a mean girl, and I do think that Shanae is interested in the fact that she's now got, like, a BFF on the beach. So when Genevieve is talking about, like, not having enough affection, that inspired Shanae to do the same. The same way, like, I feel like you and I talk, and if you were like, oh, this guy's treating me like shit, and I was like, Amanda, like, you should stand up for yourself. Like, I can see how that would, like, go back into my own life, and I would be like, oh, yeah, this guy's treating me like shit, too. Maybe I should stand up for, like, you know what I mean?
Totally.
But, yeah, it was totally produced that it was back-to-back.
Exactly.
But I do think it is emblematic of the fact that they are developing a relationship.
Exactly. I think Shanae has to just feel both of them out and see what happens.
She should go. She should stick with Smiley. What did Ashley call him?
Smiley James.
Very smiley, nice man, James.
I mean, Logan's really cute though, too. You know,
he's
grown on me.
Okay. Oh, this is always what happens. Now we're talking about Logan. So, like, do we talk about what Logan did, or do we wait till later? Like,
let's wait till later.
Okay, we'll come back.
Let's just go in chronological order. So stay tuned. So we're back to Serene and Brandon. I wrote hashtag goals.
Yes, when Brandon was like, oh, I'm all yours. Real tears.
I know.
Happy for them.
Let's move on because that date was beautiful. And oh, you're making a face because you know where I'm going, right? Okay, Sierra got Michael a very nice gift. It was very sweet. A constellation to honor his wife and his son and, like, just stars for the three of them. And Michael, really freaking thoughtful.
Yeah, so they could always be together no matter who he dated.
It's really, really sweet. You know what I wrote that's funny? I said, I think Michael's not only into the constellation, but Sierra's glitter constellation all over her body.
She was covered in glitter.
A bunch of the other girls were too, I saw. I'm like, is this a thing? Like, glitter in paradise?
Yeah, they're all getting ready together and someone's got the body glitter. And then they're like, oh, just a little bit for me, a little bit for me.
Alex, why don't we try that next week?
Oh, some body glitter?
Totally.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to go to work after the podcast, you bet your ass.
We should wear our bathing suits, have, like, palm tree backgrounds.
Yes.
And, like,
margaritas. I like it.
Yeah. We'll do that one time. We'll figure that out. And then we'll just buy glitter and put it all over our face and everything.
Yep.
And everyone will love it.
Yeah. Of course. They're obsessed with us.
So I kind of do agree with Michael at the same time, and then I also side with Sierra at the same time, because, you know, Sierra is trying to do everything she can in her power to make it work, and she's been very understanding and patient, but yet Michael thinks she's moving a little too fast. The weird part after that, like, he's like, I just want to be friends kind of thing. Like, why come on the show and then have her leave instead of you?
Yeah. I mean,
when they both deserve a chance to find love.
Yeah, I saw Sierra posted on her Instagram. I think she's taken it down now, but she said something. She was like, I grew up with a single mom. So, like, I really respected the fact that Michael was a single parent, and I wanted him to know that, like, that was something that I was prepared for, and I wasn't going to let, like, stop us. Like, for example, Gabby and Nate. Gabby was like, it's too much that you're a single parent, you know? Like, I don't want to become a mom. So in some ways, I do see why what Sierra did was right. And I think that when you're in an element, like in a space like Paradise, and you're literally only there for 3 weeks, and this man has a child, you need to be serious.
Right.
If you want to go somewhere. I do think that Michael A. strung her along a little bit. That was really sad. But I do understand why Sierra had to send herself home. And That just shows that what the feelings she had for Michael A were true. She didn't want to be there for anyone else.
I totally get it. I understand both sides, but like, if Michael knew this all along, then why come on the show? Kind of thing.
He's still there.
I know. Maybe he'll find someone else and see if that's moving too fast also. But now I'm going to go into my automatic voice. We're going to transition to part two of episode 3.
Do, 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 do.
Sally! So Sally finally makes it to Paradise. So she was supposed to be there the first day of taping, FYI, for all y'all's listening that didn't catch the episode. And apparently she said she had work things to do, which I'm calling bullshit. I don't know about you, Alex, but I am. And then she said she had to, like, talk to her ex before coming on the show. I'm also calling bullshit. Sally is full of shit. Just being honest here, okay? And then did you also see when she walked down to Jesse, her occupation?
No, what was her occupation?
Not in the suitcase.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So Sally missed 3 flights, and then she's like, my job comes first, blah, 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 which is great, you know? But at the same time, like, I'm really not buying it. Do you think Sally is a truthful person, or you're calling bullshit as well?
I gotta say, Amanda, I'm on Sally's side here. I know. I really am on Sally's side. Maybe she's stretching the truth a little bit. I saw online that she, like, works in, like, back surgery something. Like, she, like, operates some, like, important thing for back surgery. So, like, it's not like she's an influencer by trade, which some of these people are. She's also never officially been on the show before. So it's, like, different for people who have done this 1,000 times. Like, Serene, who's a teacher, but just, like, comes on the show all the fucking time, you know? Like, and she worked with her ex at her job. And her ex was a huge part of her storyline the last time she was on the show. So I do think it's fair if she needed to talk to him. And also, she's being honest. She could have easily come down to the beach and said, I had IBS, I had food poisoning, like, I whatever. Or, like, she could have made up some bullshit. To me, it seemed like she was being honest. And she was like, I did talk to my ex before I came here. And, like, why the fuck are Genevieve and Shanae being such assholes to her? So much so that she literally walks down to the beach and then leaves.
So apparently, according to Wells, she was only there for an hour.
That's
which
insane.
Is the shortest anyone has ever been on Bachelor in Paradise in Bachelor history.
But I don't blame her. That environment seemed so toxic. How do you stay? How do you stay?
I honestly am, like, surprised that Sally didn't find out that the other girls went through her suitcase. Like, I thought she would have had a fit more about that than, you know, what's going on with her arrival, blah, 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 and, like, her excuses and why she wasn't here the first day. Because those girls, like, went through her suitcase and shit. They saw everything and more, You know, Sally's suitcase lasted longer than she did. Period.
True.
That's really all I can say. So it just started off right from the bat. And then the other thing that people didn't know that we found out was Justin and Sally have had a history together. They hung out at Stagecoach, naturally, where everyone from Bachelor Nation seems to like to get it on a Tuesday night. I'm making this up.
I need a Bachelor in Stagecoach. Screw Bachelor in Paradise. Get cameras at Stagecoach next year.
I like that. That's a pretty good idea, to be honest with you. So do you think, because I'm just curious, do you agree that Justin was talking to Sally to get her rose, or more like for sympathy?
Oh, 150%. There are like five guys that are going home, they were saying, right? Of course he wants her fucking rose. This is the girl that he's been thinking about, who he knows, who he's already had a romantic connection with. And he wants to stay another week. 100% he wants her rose. This is how the show fucking works.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was hoping you would be on my side for that one. And you
for are. That one, yes.
And you are. Alex, would you like to do the honors of moving on to the next topic?
If you insist.
It would mean a lot.
Buongiorno, bitches! So I like started this episode of Paradise like 20 minutes late. And I like opened my Instagram feed and I see Pete. And I'm like, who the fuck is Pete? What are
you
they
didn't watch
about?
Michelle's season, right?
No, I did watch Michelle's season, but I don't remember this bitch.
Ugh, I do.
He's a repressed memory. He fucking sucks. Peter the Pizza King? Get the fuck out.
My name is Peter. I'm from Long Island and I make pizza and I do a business here and I... You know, it's all family owned. Pizza is life. I'm changing lives one piece of pizza at a time, man. That's just what I do. I make shit happen. I just deliver pizza and people love it, okay? Wow. Like, man, whole freaking time he talked about his damn pizza business.
Your impression of him? Spot on. Almost as good as your Elmo.
Not really. Oh my god. He's like so freaking egotistical and he's like disgusting. He looks gross.
I did like that Brittany got some more screen time. I was excited for her to go on this date, but she clearly didn't know Peter all that well and he's a fucking asshole. Pro tip to any of our people watching who are interested in getting the date that they're like, if you're on a date and you want the other person to like you, ask them questions about themselves.
Totally.
And boom, don't talk about your fucking self. Don't ask questions about yourself like, oh, what did you notice about me? Oh, tell me more about why I'm attractive.
Alex, your eyes just stand out to me.
Oh my god, thank you. I won best eyes in the yearbook. Like, no! No! I wanted to throw him off the fucking yacht. And then
he should have just stayed in the freaking water. That's my opinion. Yeah. Brittany could do so much better, and I think she certainly did when she came home from that date.
I love
that she turned down the kiss. She's like, no, yeah. I don't get intimate like that on the first date. I'm like, literally same. Good for you.
And even if she does, I feel like she was just like coming up with whatever excuse to.
Yeah, I think it was an excuse because clearly she got intimate with Andrew S.
Yes.
Which is a much better pairing.
The one thing I will say about this date, besides for Pete and Brittany, is I did lose a little bit of respect for Casey. Just like his narration, I thought he was a little mean, even though he was right. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was like a little bullyish. They really are embracing the bully this season. And I don't know how
I agree. You're not wrong. You know, he's like, Peter's a little bitch.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I just can't talk about Pizza Boy, Pizza Pete anymore.
No,
because he just makes me want to throw up in my mouth. That's all I have to say. But good for Andrew S. for shooting his shot. I think they're a much better pair. Not too much to say. And they both were thinking of each other the whole time.
And no, I'm excited to see what happens with them, too.
Let's
I hope
see
it works
what
out.
Blossoms. But another couple that's, like, exciting to me right now is Jacob and Jill. They're both like the same level of weird. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And they got the date card. They seem to have things in common. They both like being naked. They both have the same birthday month. Jill's birthday's August 2nd and Jacob's is August 3rd. They both like doing weird shit, you know? So that's already like a match made in heaven, in my opinion. And they did like a weird meditation, moon, howling date, however you want to call it. Woo!
Woo!
I don't know, but what do you think of them? Do you ship them? Thoughts?
I don't ship them. I am happy for Jill, but I do think Jacob is faking it. I think Jacob just wants her rose, and next week he's going to be on to the next.
I disagree. I am telling you, I'm speaking on behalf of America. You're like the Grinch of the Bachelor Nation.
I really am. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it's really upsetting. But
Bachelor Nation Grinch!
Bachelor Nation Goddess. I think they're a really good couple. They're really cute together. And Jacob, you know, told Kira, GTFO, I'm into Jill. But that conversation was too long.
Who the fuck, like, why the fuck did Kira come back? This was a mess.
It was so stupid. But we'll get into the Kira thing in a second. But, like, I'm happy that Jacob was like, no, I want Jill. And he did the right thing. And you know what? Good for him. He's realizing what he wants. And it's right in front of him. So, end of story. That's all I have to say. But yeah, and then I wrote down about everybody's birthdays again, because you know it's like a common theme this season, birthdays.
That was sweet that Brandon got everyone to sing for Serene's birthday. That was cute.
And she doesn't really like birthdays because they never really celebrate in her family. Are you a man that does that?
Oh, and what Brandon said again, he said it's important to listen to the small things to show that you care. And that is so true. Like, have you ever been out with someone and said, like, one thing one time and they, like, remember it? Like, that is, like, ooh, that is, like, right, like, knife to the heart. Knife to the heart. Like,
I love a man that pays attention.
Yeah, that's... and sometimes I'll be like, did I even tell you that? Or, like, how did you know that about me?
Yeah. Like, you're like, ooh. Yeah, oh. No, I really liked that. So I guess we could go back to Kira. I mean, we can skip the Logan and Shanae date if you want.
I just thought it was lame.
Okay.
And yeah. I was like, I would rather have a bottle of wine than a bottle of pool water with a bracelet in it.
Word. That's why I was like, and we can skip over it. Yeah. So basically, let's get to the real scoop with Kira. Kira came down to the beach because she said she has unfinished business. And they had that conversation asking, she asked Jacob for a second chance. He's like, no, get out.
He was like, you feel like home.
And Brittany had to interrupt the conversation. And he's like, Jill's upset. And he's like, I'm not done with the conversation yet. I'm like, wrap it up faster. Go get your girl and tell Kira to go home. It was a little long, but whatever. But I'm glad that Jacob did the right thing, though. And then freaking knight in shining armor Romeo.
Ugh.
I'm so sick of him. Were you expecting him to stay there or leave with her? Because that was like really fast how all of that happened.
Really fast, but also really fucking slow.
I know, because he's like,
yeah, when Kira was like, will you leave right now with me? He was like, what? And then it was like, crickets, 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 crickets.
I know, it took forever. I'm like, just freaking go. Bachelor Nation is sick of you. Just go. Yeah.
I feel like it was like the lesser of two evils. He was like, well, I'm going to get sent home anyway. Do I want to leave with her? And like, how do you say no to Kira? She will murder you in your sleep.
Yeah, so that's how the episode ended. I hope everybody has a good night. That was a quality good night story of us recapping episode 3 of Bachelor in Paradise. And next week should be interesting. It's a pretty big turn of events. They're pulling a little Love Island thing,
Casa Amor,
but sending the girls back to the hotel and new women come in to the villa.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
That should be interesting. But otherwise, this episode was freaking insane, man. Like, next week, it's only going to get worse.
I'm excited. And we've got like 10 more weeks of this. So
I'm excited, but it's going to get worse for them, but better for us. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we'll just keep it going. And
we'll be here.
Anything else to say? We said everything we needed to say.
I need a nap after this episode. That's for sure.
I feel you.
Good night, Moon.
Good night, Moon. Good night, Bachelor in Paradise.
Good night, Grinch. Good night, Goddess.
Good night, Crabs. Good night, Crickets.
Good night, Wells.
Good night, Jesse. Your turn.
Good night, Sally Suitcase.
Good night, Pool Floaties.
Good night, Ashley and Jared.
And good night to our viewers.
Yes!
Thank you for listening to the best 2-on-1 ever. And we will be back next week.
Bye!